Hello, today I'm going to be speaking about the rising of GameStop share price in Wall Street market. First of all, we're going to see how it all started, after that we're going to see what happened, and conclude with how it ended. So when the market was getting down because of coronavirus, Chris Gill, the creator of the Reddit forum Wall Street Bets, decided to make a crazy bet. He decided to place a lot of money, around $50,000, on a falling market and speak about it in his forum. Soon after that, a lot of people followed Keith and did the same thing. This is how GameStop share price, a company specializing in the distribution of video games and electronic equipment, went from zero to top. We can see on this graph that GameStop share price was slowly decreasing along the years, and even more due to COVID making access to physical store harder. But soon after Keith Gill post on his forum, we can note on the first graph that there was a huge rising in GameStop share price. On the second graph, we can see the same boom in brokerage app downloads, which are the apps that allow people to invest in GameStop, for example. Some apps even had to put restrictions on GameStop trading, such as Robinhood. Here, we can see some comparison on GameStop evolution. On the first graph, we can note that GameStop's daily trading volume rose until getting as high as Big Tech total volume. On the second one, we can see that GameStop's share price got even higher than AMC Entertainment One on January 27. Knowing that AMC Entertainment is one of the largest movie theater chains in the United States. In the end, investment fund won the race. They made so much pressure on brokerage apps that they had to limit the possibility of placing money on GameStop, even if in the end they still lost a lot of money. It have been a pretty fun arm wrestle to attend. Thank you for listening and have a great day.